The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mrs. Franklin D. Roosevelt.
When you sit down to breakfast, don't you often think of the starving people of the world? I wish we could share our abundance with them. Wholesome foods like good luck margarine. Years ago, we never dreamed of eating margarine, but nowadays you can get margarine like good luck, which tastes delicious. I really enjoy it.
The margarine Mrs. Roosevelt has just recommended is new good luck, the light margarine that leaves no oily aftertaste.
Well, I guess it's time to call it another day, Piper. Can I give you a ride home?
Oh, no, thanks, sir. I got my car. Anyhow, my wife is meeting me here. We're going to have dinner downtown and go to a movie, I guess.
Fine. Do you good to get some relaxation. Oh, by the way, here's a book I picked up today. Well, a pamphlet, really, on how Americans should behave when they go abroad.
Oh, uh-huh.
All right, well, take it and look it over. You won't be going for some months yet, but it won't do any harm to study this. I don't want you to get in any trouble while you're over there.
Trouble? Oh, no, sir. I don't think I'll get into any trouble.
Well, customs manners are different in other countries. Now, you make sure you know what they are. You don't want to start any trouble, even unintentionally. And by the way, is your wife going with you?
Oh, well, she's planning on it. I don't know yet where she's going to get the money. She says somehow she's going.
Yes, well, keep your eye on her, too. Women, you know, can sometimes start something and get involved in things and boomerang into a lot of nuisance and trouble. Make sure she doesn't buy things and forget to declare them, that sort of thing.
Oh, yes.
What she does will reflect on you, and what you do will reflect on the company. And what the company does reflects on our country.
Oh, yes, I know all that, Mr. Crenshaw. I can assure you that I...
Won't do any harm to impress that on Mrs. Piper.
Oh, I will, Mr. Crenshaw. In fact, I'll give her quite a lecture tonight.
What makes the different sound and sound difference that you hear on this station? Well, it's the teamwork between the CBS radio network and its affiliated stations. Now, this teamwork combines the far-flung resources of CBS News with local programming that helps you know your neighbors and neighborhood. It combines the star talents of Amos and Andy, Mitch Miller, Arthur Godfrey, Galen Drake, Art Linkletter, and a host more, with those special interest programs most appealing in your community, heard on this station. Yes, it's a sound difference that makes the different sound of CBS Radio and its affiliated stations. When you take advantage of it, you're availing yourself of the national and worldwide know-how of the country's most listened-to network, plus the greater depth and perspective in programming this station can present because of its affiliation. Your listening post on your town, your nation, and the world is this station, backed by CBS Radio. Don't settle for less.
Anne, you know what I think? I think Mr. Crenshaw is absolutely right.
Hmm.
Are you listening to me?
Yes, dear. Doesn't that man over that corner table look like Todd Gable? Except he's not quite as nice looking, is he?
Look, I don't know. Anyhow.
Look at him. Look.
No, he doesn't look a thing like Clark Gable.
Oh, I think he does.
Well, look, if I may go on.
Yes, Mrs. Crenshaw.
He's absolutely right. When you're traveling in a foreign country, it's terribly important that you know their customs and their rules and regulations. Mr. Crenshaw doesn't want us getting mixed up in any kind of trouble.
What kind of trouble could we get in?
Well,
dear?
Just as I was saying last night, you've got to stop being so careless with important papers. What if you should lose your passport when you're abroad?
Oh, I guess somehow I'd get another. I guess I wouldn't get locked up in the Tower of London, dear, or the Bastille.
Yeah, well, let me tell you something. By the time you went through the endless red tape to get another passport, you'd wish you were locked up in the Tower of London. It'd be a lot simpler.
Oh, honey, stop worrying.
Yeah, well, anyway, look, you read this pamphlet.
No?
No, No. I mean, put it in your purse and take it home with you and study it.
Honestly, you act as though I'm going to be a problem to take along to Europe.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you. Sometimes I get an inkling on what it might be like.
Oh, don't you worry about me, dear.
Well, I do worry. Now, we don't want any unnecessary trouble with customs officials and things like that. So if you buy something, for Pete's sake, don't forget to declare it. That's where you run into trouble.
Oh, Myra said the customs men are really very nice. She said they don't look into everything at all. She put some perfume in the toe of one of the shoes that she packed, and they never even saw it.
Oh, that is exactly what I mean. Now, look, please, would you not...
Honey, Sally, people are looking at us now.
Well,
we're going to a movie. Let's pay the check and go. My goodness, look outside.
Huh? What? Snow?
No, that isn't snow. It's fog, isn't it?
Hey, for Pete's sake, yes. We don't get much fog here.
No, isn't it funny?
Hey, golly. Maybe instead of going to the movie, we'd better go on home before it gets any thicker. We have trouble getting home.
Oh, no. By the time we get out of the movie, it'll be gone. Now, come on. Don't worry so about things before they even happen, dear. You stop the car?
Because I can't see anything. Doggone it, I told you we shouldn't have gone to the movie. Now the fog's worse than ever.
I never saw it this bad around here. Never. Why don't I get out and walk alongside the car?
No. Another car might come along and hit you.
No, if I walk on this side, I'm right on the shoulder here.
You just stay in the car. I don't think I could even see you out there anyhow. My gosh, this is terrible.
Turn on the radio. Maybe there's some weather report on.
Well, yeah. It wasn't so bad downtown, but golly, out here... You suppose we're anywhere near the lake?
Well, I don't know. I certainly wouldn't want to drive into the lake.
Well, we wouldn't do that, but I don't know how we'd ever see our driveway if we get to it. Where the heck are we, do you suppose?
I haven't any idea. We've crawled along, so I don't even have any idea how far we've gone.
Uh-oh.
Oh, it's a bus crawling along. I'm sure that's what it is. It's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Honk the horn so he doesn't hit you, dear.
I hope he sees me. I can hardly see him.
All right. I'll follow him. Follow him.
Look, I think we'd better stay here until the fog lifts.
Follow him.
Look, we don't even know where that bus is going.
It doesn't matter. Sooner or later, he'll go past the store and we can stop and phone Aunt Effie so she doesn't worry. Go on.
All right. I hope it's all right. Gosh, this is terrible. It's awful.
Turn up the car radio. Weather ought to come on next.
Now, it looks really eerie out, doesn't it?
Isn't it,
sir? What the heck is that bus doing? Seems to me he's been standing still for an awful long time.
All right, we're right behind him anyhow.
I know, but come to think of it, that bus hasn't moved for the last 10 minutes.
Oh, hasn't been that long, I don't
know. I think it's been even longer. You know, we've been sitting here twisting the radio dial to get some weather. I don't think we notice how long it's been. His lights are out.
Oh, no, I don't think so.
There are no lights in that bus.
Yes, there are. I see a hazy light.
No, that's the reflection of our lights. For the love of my... Where the heck are we and what is going on? Look, you stay in the car now while I go look.
No, don't go away. I won't even be able to see you, dear.
Just hello.
Dear, just don't go away. I can't see you.
Hello. Hey, it's empty.
What?
There's no bus driver at all. What's the pizza?
Well, what's the matter, dear? I can't see you. Don't go away. Dear?
Here's another empty bus.
What are you talking about? Please come back, dear honey. Don't leave me here alone. I'll never find you.
Oh, love of my... Hey, do you know what I think we've done?
Well, I can't even see you. Where are you?
Do you know what we did?
There you are.
You know what we did?
What?
We followed that bus right into the car barn.
The car barn?
Yes, he parked his bus for the night and went home.
Oh, don't be silly. We couldn't be in a car barn. The fog wouldn't be...
Yeah, look, it's a shed. They parked the buses here for the night.
Well, he must have seen us following him. Why would he just walk off?
Look, you can't see a thing. He probably thought we were some other bus pulling up to park.
Oh, well, what are we going to do? Dear?
I don't know. Now, let me think.
All right. Wake up. What are you doing in here?
Oh, well. Oh, hello. Oh, good morning.
What are you doing sleeping in this empty bus?
Oh, yeah. Look, I can explain.
This is city property. See that sign over there? No trespassing under penalty of the law.
Oh, yes, I'm very sorry. The point is, I couldn't have seen that sign anyhow last night.
Is that so? Well, let me tell you something. This is no hotel for drunken bums.
Drunken bums? For Pete's sake, look, we were caught in the fog.
What do you mean, we?
I mean, you, my wife. She's back there sleeping in the car.
Your wife, huh?
Yes, she's my wife, and I know I need a shave and probably look like a douche, but let me tell you something.
You aren't going to tell me anything. I'm the watchman around here, and it's my job to see that nobody that has no business around here spends the night in city property. Whatever you've got to say, you tell it to the desk sergeant. Now come along and wake up your girlfriend.
Oh, did you want to see me, Mr. Cranshaw?
I certainly did. What in Sam hell are you doing getting yourself all involved with the police? I just got this call from Lieutenant Jackson. But with the craziest story.
Yeah, well, then, look, Mr. Cranshaw, I got it all straightened out as soon as I got to the police station. They understood. You see, it was just this night watchman. It's so doggone deficient. You know how those some guys can be. They'd have to throw their weight around and act important. I was so darn mad at him. I mean, he just wouldn't listen, you know?
Well, which one of you hit the night watchman?
Oh, my wife. I mean, well, she didn't hit him. She just sort of, you know, pushed him with a handbag. I mean, he was downright insulting.
It seems to me it was just a few hours ago I was warning you about getting into trouble when you go to Europe.
Well, I mean, the fog, Mr. Cranshaw. Were you out in it last night?
Yeah, there were fogs in London. And if you can't go out in the fog in your own hometown without winding up in a...
Well, now, look, I talked to the bus driver this morning, Mr. Cranshaw, the one who was driving the bus, and he said he saw my lights behind him, but it was so foggy he just thought it was another bus pulling up to park. I mean... Look, Mr. Cranshaw, this could have happened to anybody.
Well, it's now 11 o'clock. Most of the morning gone.
No, I'm sorry. Well, I had to go home and shower and shave and change clothes.
I'll get to work.
Yes, sir.
By the way, whose idea was it to follow the bus?
Well, my wife's. But at the time, it seemed like a good idea.
Your wife? Well, my wife went to Europe with me once on a business trip, Piper. And all I can say to you is good luck.
Thank you, sir. Afraid I'm going to need it.
Next time irregularity makes you feel dragged out below par, take X-Lax, the laxative that helps you toward your normal regularity gently overnight. Many doctors recommend X-Lax for youngsters as well as adults because X-Lax gives the relief you want, the gentle way that nature wants, without upset, without discomfort. So if you need a laxative, do what most people do. Take pleasant-tasting chocolated X-Lax today. Feel better tomorrow. Introductory size, only 15 cents. The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunn, with Raymond Bramley and Ralph Dunn, and is produced by Walter Hart.